Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today on Wednesday, 22nd January 2025. Well, with my great pleasure, I hope that all of you are fine. Today can be your time, can be your precious moment in doing your activity. Maybe when you are doing your daily activity, I also hope that this can also make your life skill or capabilities better than before. At least that you must have such better improvement to make your life better. Or at least maybe you have such goals or targets that you want to achieve. So today is the time for you to push yourself to embody your heart in order to make it better, in order to be able to conduct it every day, so that your goal, your target will come true. So you are able to see it directly based on your target. So with me on the Faisal, I would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead. Yes, 12 a.m. I mean p.m. up to 6 p.m. Local time, Jakarta. So as our team, you know, already said about our interesting segments that cannot only educate you but even also entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. So as the first song that I would like to share you, to accompany you, the song that we have already prepared is song from here. Before that, a song here from Tulus with title Tukar Jiwa. Enjoy the song.
Kehabisan cara untuk jelaskan padamu, mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti, bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu, menyayangi. Dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti. Bertanya-tanya, coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti, bagai mana ku melihatmu. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti, bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu, menyayangimu, mengagumimu, menyayangimu. Dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, still talking about the construction or the development of Indonesian new capital city in Kalimantan. We have also related information of this. The Nusantara Capital City or IKN Authority will soon move its office to the new capital city in East Kalimantan, as the construction of its offices nears completion. It was stated by Acting Deputy for Facilities and Infrastructure of the City Authority, Dennis Sumadilaga. However, Dennis could not yet confirm when the transfer of state civil servants would begin. According to him, the policy is in the hands of Ministry of Empowerment of State Civil Apparatus and Bureaucratic Reform. And he said the government continues to complete the infrastructure for the arrival of state civil servant. Dennis also said that the office buildings of the new capital city are ready for use, including the buildings for coordinating ministries, except for the coordinating ministry, two as its construction stated later. He said that the new capital city already exhibits urban functionality, as there are already coffee shops, restaurants, and even hospitals operating within the area. That's about the planning of government to send or to bring state civil servant to move their work to be in new capital city in Kalimantan. Well, still we have also another song that would like to entertain you. The song here is from what's that? What song, Faisal? Yes, the song is from Florence, with title Free. Enjoy the song.
Sometimes I wonder if I should be
www.voinews.id. Listener, do you know Anand Pramudia, Anand Tatur? You know, he is an acclaimed Indonesian author and intellectual, celebrated for his profound literary works that vividly portray Indonesia's history, culture, and struggles for freedom. Pramudia Anand Tatur was born in 1925 and he passed away in 2006. Despite enduring years of imprisonment and censorship, he left a legacy of over 50 influential works, including the internationally renowned Buru Quartet. You know, he has also some quotes of the day, wise word. And so, for quote of the day, is from Pramudia Anand Tatur. He said, "A person can be as free as they want to be in their mind, even if they are chained." Once again, he said, "A person can be as free as they want to be in their mind, even if they are chained." Hopefully, this can make you feel influential after listening a wise word as quote of the day from Pramudia Anand Tatur.
Oh, Indonesia.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That words came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only, as in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friends. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hand. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone. After the domestic work is completed, she goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broke down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the faith, if things are smooth then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Ini cekok toh.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school, but with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
Malu ini.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Iketut Sukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. Story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of Tutumenten, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young fawn. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua make a mistake that forced Lumalundung to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenten ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Thank you. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Lake Kupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurous with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Lake Kupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Lake Kupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and dim lights. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Lake Kupang. Come to your true hope.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, we are now entering about our one of our special segment. This is related to the songs that are really special for you. Here, we have already set it, and you know, this song is also described as our special song. Compiled as our music corner that our team has already prepared for you listeners. Here from our music corner, enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Hidup tiada duka, hidup karya ku petik untuknya.
Siang malam ku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online.
Siang malam ku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, online shopping paling laku, aku online. Siang malam ku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, drama online paling laku, aku online.
Tidur telat, bangun pagi-pagi, halo smartphone, online lagi. Bukan mau ngecek kerjaan, pengen baca komen, udah penasaran. Buka Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, cek drama viral yang masuk. Baca komen, jadi pengen ngamuk, netizen.
The news line. Indonesia is to set standard in electric vehicle battery material processing. Indonesia Pavilion at World Expo to showcase sustainable development goals. Now the news in detail. Chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, Anindya Bakri, has highlighted the country's ambition to become a reference for electric vehicle battery material processing standard in the world. According to Anindya Bakri, during a panel discussion at the World Economic Forum in Davos recently, compliance with international standards would be in line with the Indonesian constitution and be beneficial from a business perspective. Let's come to the next news. The Ministry of National Development of Republic of Indonesia has said that the Indonesian Pavilion at the World Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan, will showcase Indonesia's diverse cultures and sustainable development goals, or SDGs, achievements. Indonesia will raise the theme of designing future society for our lives at the international exhibition. According to a statement released on Tuesday, National Development Planning Minister Rahmat Pambudi informed during a meeting with the Ministry of Trade, the Indonesia Pavilion will cover an area of 1,750 square meters. That's a news line from the Voice.